listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. This episode is going to be all about trademark and copyright. So basically the kind of legal stuff, but also the moral stuff. And we are really going to be talking about some really delicate topics today in terms of, you know, people copying each other and the legal stuff too, you know, in terms of what you can and can't do, what you can get away with and what you'll get in trouble with and all that kind of stuff. But before I start, I do need to obviously have a little bit of a disclaimer. I am not a lawyer. I am far from it. Like, we're all teachers, we're not lawyers. I do have a sister that's a lawyer. That's a fun fact I thought I'd share, but I am not a lawyer. I am not here to give you legal advice. This podcast has only ever just been a way for me to share tips and tricks and hacks and strategies and things that I've learned over the years. So I'm just sharing some words of wisdom today. I'm not here to give legal advice, but I have to say that. I just want to kind of talk about this issue because I feel like it's not talked about enough. And truth be told, if people don't talk about it, then that causes issues in itself. And we have newer sellers that come and join TPT and they don't really understand trademark and copyright. That in itself creates all these wealth of issues, and I think it gets perpetuated if we just stay silent on it. So it's really important for us to talk about this, and I really hope you guys learn something from this. If you are a newer TPT seller, hopefully you learn a few things about trademark and copyright throughout this episode. If you've been around a while, you may know some of these things, but I think you might also enjoy this episode just because we're talking about the moral side of things and the copying and the originality and product creation. And there's some stuff in there that's really interesting. So even if you think, okay, well, you know, I know what trademark is and all that kind of stuff, I don't really need this episode, there's still going to be really, I think, a really interesting conversation going to be happening here. I'm going to open up and talk a little bit about product creation and how we come up with product ideas. And there's something to think about there for all of us. There's always something we can work on. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's dive in. I'm going to start off with the very basic definitions, just for anyone who is new and isn't quite sure. If you Google it, it will give you a pretty good idea of what they mean. Trademark is essentially a symbol, word, or even words, and they are legally registered usually by a company or a person. So I guess what I'm referring to here is stuff like Disney. That's just a good example. You know, we all know what Disney is. Big, important company. They have trademarked everything they've done and they are pretty protective of their work, which is understandable. And so, again, I don't want to give legal advice, but, you know, here would be a hint. You know, when you make products, you try not to make things that are going to infringe on the trademark of someone else. So let's not make any Disney products, guys. So basically, when I talk about trademark this episode, I'm going to be talking about how when we upload a product to TPT, we need to be mindful of what words and visuals we use in terms of our titles and our descriptions and our covers and thumbnails, or within our products themselves as well, that we aren't using anything that is someone else's property, basically. Because, yeah, the long and short of it is, you could use someone else's word or visual or idea or whatever, and they are going to kind of come after you. So we've got to be really careful with that kind of thing. Now, the next one is copyright. And copyright is defined as the legal right given to the originator for a fixed number of years to print, publish, perform, film, or record literary, artistic, or musical material. And that one's a little bit more confusing because trademark's very simple. You know, we know that a certain word is trademarked and we can't use that word. Copyright is a little bit more confusing. I mean, what we're talking about here is people's sort of ideas and their work. And this opens up, you know, a big can of worms on TPT. There's so much copyright infringement happening. And it's just a little bit trickier to pinpoint. If you violate trademark, you know, you're often going to get this big company that's going to send you this cease and desist letter. And, you know, they've got a leg to stand on. It's a little bit more black and white. But when you have like a seller who reaches out to you and says, hey, you know, you're copying my ideas, that's a little bit more of a gray area, and it's so much trickier. And it's hard as a seller to protect your own work, and it's hard as a seller to also not, you know, infringe on other people's copyright. It just is very overwhelming. And I guess what I want to say with this episode is, it's okay if you feel confused by all this. It's okay if you don't understand any of it, if it makes you a bit anxious about posting things because you don't want to infringe on anyone's, you know, work or anything. That's a pretty normal feeling, so don't feel bad if you feel that way. Now we've covered all the definitions and stuff, hopefully you have a little bit of a good understanding of what I'm talking about. I guess the advice I really kind of want to give on this episode is that we need to do the right thing. And if you've heard that saying, you know, once you know better, you do better, well, it does apply here. Hopefully that if you can like listen to this episode and do a little bit of your own research as well, and just have that knowledge is power, it will mean that you can behave better yourself in future. So I'm really hoping with this episode that we can make sure that we're all doing the right thing ourselves when we create our products. But I'm also hoping this episode will be a nice way for us to, again, open up the conversation a little bit about what happens when it's the other way around. What happens when someone copies you, violates your rights, and it's pretty awful. So let's start off though with talking about what happens when you are just creating a product on TBT and you don't want to do something wrong. You don't want to copy someone else or violate a trademark. That's what I want to talk about first, and then later on the episode we'll dive into what happens when it's the other way around. But for this part, you want to go with the approach of it's better safe than sorry. I really don't think you want to do the whole, you know, there's that saying, it's easier to ask forgiveness than to beg for permission or whatever. Well, we don't want to be doing that. We don't want to be doing the wrong thing and then hoping people forgive us. We want to start off on the right foot. So with the whole better safe than sorry thing, you want to basically have a little bit of knowledge before you go into creating a product. So you need to check things. If you are going to use a word on a title or in a description within your product, if you are going to use a picture on your covers or thumbnails, or again, clip art within your product, you need to have a little bit of an idea about whether that's allowed. I'm not going to be able to give you legal advice. I'm not going to sit here and list things that have trademarks. But in the TPT community, it's obviously quite well known that there are some things we avoid. Like, we don't make Dr. Seuss resources. We don't do Pete the Cat. We don't do Disney and Marvel and all that kind of stuff. Those are things that are quite well known, so I feel comfortable sharing those. But you need to go and do your research. You need to hop onto like trademarkia.com or just kind of do a little bit of research on Google. If you're about to do something, maybe double check first that you're allowed, because a lot of these authors and companies have worked really hard to create these resources and these products, and they don't want people profiting off their work. So you need to decide, you're about to create a product and it looks like it's going to be very much based on a certain book or a movie or something else, or it's kind of got a, you know, a word that you use all the time in your school, but now you're thinking, you know, is that like, does someone own that word? You need to check first. There's a lot of stuff when it comes to things like phonics, like Deutsch sight words and things like that. And we just kind of assume that's like a word we hear all the time in teaching and we don't think much of it. So we just start making products. But yeah, there are companies out there that are going to basically come to your store and issue takedown notices. And, you know, TBT can remove your product and there's a whole lot that goes on there. But really, you don't want that kind of strike against your store. So my advice for you is to make sure that you are not going to risk it. Like, I just don't think it's worth it. And I don't think it's worth, you know, all the hassle that's going to cause you having that kind of black mark against you. So basically avoid those things. And I've actually never really had a huge amount of trouble with this because I've kind of gone with the like be original as you can kind of route. You know, I'll make some worksheets, but they're just mine. I don't base them off anyone else. I don't base them off other people's books or movies or plays or poems. I don't, you know, create products around certain like authors or famous characters or anything like that. I try not to do any kind of literacy ELA kind of products that are based off like programs and curriculums and other people. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who've created these programs and curriculums and they don't want you necessarily profiting off what they've done, and that's understandable. So you just need to be mindful, and it actually comes down to being quite simple. Like, are you literally just making an addition worksheet with some sums and some clip art? All good. Are you trying to create this worksheet that complements something else and is very like based off it or has like actual quotes from it? Like, it's kind of, I guess you need to ask yourself, is your product a standalone product that just is completely original and doesn't lean on anything else? Or is it kind of got its little claws into something that someone else has created? And whether that's anything, any type of work that someone else has done, are you going to have to start using that word or that picture or that clip art or that, you know, way of doing things? Just pretty much look at what you're doing on your screen and ask yourself, is this really original to me or am I piggybacking on something else? And yeah, most of the time that's kind of the simplest way I've done it, and I've never really based anything I do off other people's stuff. So I found that that works for me. That's kind of the simple black and white of it. So I guess to wrap up on that bit, I just want to say with trademark, you know, do your research before you start a product, you know, and go and check whether there's a trademark for it. Ask in the Facebook groups, you know, ask other sellers and get a bit of knowledge going on there. But if in doubt, just don't do work that is based on other people's. I think that's kind of a simple way to do it. Now, I know that there are some exceptions to the rule. There are certain products you can make where you can base it off something else and it can be connected to something else. And like I said, I'm not here to give legal advice. You know, you may be fine. You may be able to create a book report off something. But I've always thought that it's just not worth it to me. It's not worth the risk in the future if there's a change in trademarks and suddenly that person does decide, you know, I just don't think it's worth it. I've never found that to be worth it for me to always worry about that. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, not everything you make has to be like the most original thing ever, but you know, you just want to keep what I'm saying in mind. I suppose it can keep you out of hot water. I've never really had any trademark kind of issues, and I think that's a good approach to have. Now, I want to talk a little bit about copyright, because this will sort of segue into what happens when you're on the other side of it. But with the copyright stuff, this is more about when products on TPT are similar. It happens all the time. It's been happening over the years a lot on TPT. A seller will create a product and then another seller will copy it, or that other seller will make something very, very similar. And you know, this has been happening since the dawn of time. It's kind of just heartbreaking though if it happens to you. But my advice here is that when you are creating your products, you need to try and be as original as possible. Now, I'm not being preachy here. I'm not going to act like everything I've ever made has been the most original thing ever. Of course it hasn't. And I don't think anyone's creative enough to make something that's like never, ever, ever been done before. You know, we all have fairly similar products in our stores a lot of the time. But you want to start off on the right foot with going into it with being as original as you can. So, you know, you think of a product idea that you want to do or your kids need to do. You don't start looking at other people's Instagram feeds and Pinterest profiles and TPT stores to get ideas, because that is just going to send you off down the wrong path, if you know what I mean. And you really just don't want to take inspiration from what other people have done. And here's why. Not just because they will, you know, find out and get upset and come after you kind of thing. Also just because it's wrong, but also because it's not going to help you grow. I think people have this misconception, like they see another person has achieved success, and so they think, if I copy what they're doing, I will also achieve that success. And I think that's a massive misstep, because actually, by being similar to other people and lacking originality, you aren't going to grow the same way. I guess this is just an analogy, but think about it this way. Say you're walking along, you're at the markets, and there's lots of stalls, and everybody's selling fruit. And they're all selling the same fruit and it's all sat and laid out the same way. And then you get to a stall that is selling candy and it's like yummy and delicious and it's beautiful and colorful and it's all laid out really differently. And you're just gonna be like, ooh, your eyes are gonna be drawn to it and you're gonna wanna go and buy some. You don't really want to be like everybody else on TBT, because you will just get lost in a sea of thousands of resources. So whenever you feel that temptation of thinking, well, I can see this other really successful seller has made this certain type of product and they've done it this way, and look how many reviews they have and look how successful they are. You know, in your mind, you start thinking, well, if I could create that product quite easily, if I create that, I can sort of have the same success they're having. But really, from a buyer's perspective, you're just creating another of the old same tired material. It's not got that originality or uniqueness. It's not going to catch their eye. You're just becoming another fruit stall, if you know what I mean. And the worst part is people think that they can sort of undercut or sell their resources cheaper and all that. But the fact is that if someone else has done it, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter how you price it, you're always just going to kind of be the second best rip-off version of it. And that's kind of a harsh thing to say, but it's true. So don't do it. And I know, because this is something that I've had to work on. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I've got 400 products in my store, and not every single product is a brand new original thing that no one has ever done. You know, there's lots of other people that have similar types of products to me, and that's life, and that's okay. But you just want to try your best. And so from now onwards, I try to be that little bit more original if I can. And I really do think it really, truly makes a difference. So I want us to now sort of segue a little bit into how this can affect you when you're on the other side of it. So why it's not okay to copy and violate other people's work and trademarks. It hurts. Like, it really, really hurts. So literally the other week, I was updating a product, which, you know, you guys know I do every week. I happened to check where it was ranking in search, which I actually don't do that often, because I just focus on making the product better itself. I really focus on the listing more than anything. I don't want to spend hours, you know, going through pages on TPT to figure out where my products are. I don't spend too much time doing that. But every now and then I do, just to see where it was ranking and if there's any keywords I could change. And then I saw someone else had copied my product, and it was like, you know, 90% the same pretty much. It's like a kick in the gut. It really, really hurts. And I know that some of my listeners, I know some of you listening, this has happened to you. In fact, this is probably the majority of you listening, this has probably happened to you. It can happen both ways. You can be an experienced seller and newer sellers come along and copy you. It can also happen the other way around. These newer sellers create a great new product, and then a bigger seller comes along and copies them, which is even worse, because that must be even more heartbreaking, I think, when it's that way around. But it can happen to anyone. No one is, you know, exempt from this, unfortunately. And it's heartbreaking. It's truly, truly, you don't know it until it happens to you how much it hurts. And I think that's the problem. It's definitely an empathy thing, because when you're the one doing the copying or that kind of mimicking, it doesn't really affect you. You don't think much of it. You don't think it's a big deal. But when you're the one on the other side of it, it's awful. And I think when it happens to you, that really changes your perspective. And so, you know, I've been copied before, and it has sort of made me realize how awful it can be. And it's something that I try to keep in mind now with my newer products, you know, making sure that I'm just being that little bit more original if I can, because I don't want to do that to someone else. I know how that feels, and it's an awful feeling. If someone does copy you, you can reach out to that person, you know, via email or Q&A or private messaging. I always think that's a good suggestion to do first, on the off chance that they are like an actually sweet, kind person who doesn't really realize what they've done, or it doesn't really mean any harm, and they may actually profusely apologize and take it down, and it can kind of be resolved in a kind of a quicker, easier, gentler way. And I think that's always a first step if you can kind of appeal to their, you know, human side. So I do suggest that first, just because in some cases that really does work, and that way you've not had to do too much hard work. But that doesn't always work. And unfortunately, some people won't care that you've, you know, caught them out. They will carry on doing it. And that's obviously heartbreaking. And there's a lot more you can do in terms of the legal side of things. You know, some people get lawyers and cease and desist letters and report things to TPT. Again, I'm not going to be giving legal advice, but there are things you can do. Always feel free, if you want to share your story, send me a message on Instagram. So my Instagram is @terrificsellingtactics. Feel free, if you ever want to vent or just share your frustrations or share what happened to you or ask for advice, what you should do next. I mean, I'm always here to support you, but yeah, it's frustrating. I've had a few people in the past share their stories with me, and it's always heartbreaking. But yeah, that's TPT. It's something we definitely need to work on. I really hope that this episode is going to help educate, you know, hundreds of sellers, and that way we can all become better. And like I said earlier in the episode, don't want to be preachy, don't want to be like, I'm not perfect, and this is something I've learned over the years, and I'm much better now than when I was first starting out. So I'm hoping that I can help others, you know, come along on their journey and try to be as original and unique as they can. I actually put off recording this episode for quite a long time, partly because, like I said, this is a legal kind of thing, and this is not, you know, something that I'm an expert in. I don't really want to be talking about the legal side of things, but partly because this is something that is also personal to me. So I love helping sellers, and I have my podcast and my Instagram and my Facebook group, and that's something I'm really passionate about. But in doing that, I have opened up a little bit more than I was before. So I used to live very little private, secluded little life as a TPT seller, and I probably didn't get a lot of eyes on what I do. I have kind of opened up a little bit now to lots of sellers who are learning, which is understandable, but they want to check out what I'm doing in my store or on Pinterest or whatever. And unfortunately, that does kind of has made things a little bit trickier for me. A lot more people have started mimicking the way I do things and the way that I create my TPT covers or the products that I'm making, the way I do my previews or whatever I'm doing. Some people are starting to mimic that, and that hurts. It really does. It's such a shame. But more than it hurting, it's also, I know deep down that that's not the right move for their business, because, you know, that they're not going to grow and create their own amazing business when they're trying to copy someone else's. So I also know that it's not the right thing, but, you know, that's not really my place to say. But I guess in a way, that's my personal motive a little bit today, is I do pour a lot of time and energy and effort and even money into helping you guys, because I really passionately love to help you. I really do. And I've made some amazing friends in the time that I've been doing this. But that is one of the little, I guess I wanted to share that with you. One of the little sad sort of darker downsides to what I do is that it has made my journey and my business a little bit more public. And that's the thing that I've had to struggle with, which is such a shame. But oh well, I think that this episode has been a positive thing. I'm hoping that it's kind of, again, like I said, opening up the conversation about something that needs to be talked about more. My final point I wanted to share is that we all together need to be better, because TPT is something that's really sacred to us, and it breaks my heart. I'm sure other people feel the same, to know that some people out there have a really bad view of TPT, and it's got a bad reputation in some circles because of the copyright violations, the trademark violations, and the dodgy things that happen on there sometimes. It gives us a bad name, gives TPT a bad name, and that's heartbreaking. So we need to do better so that the website and our businesses can do better. I think that's really, really important. I'm going to wrap up this episode, but I hope that you have enjoyed listening to it. Like I said, send me a message on Instagram if you want to talk about your experiences, if someone's ever copied you, because it's nice to have someone to talk to about that. I don't want you guys to feel like you're alone in this. But in my little action item for you today is just to go forward with your product creation with that in mind. The things I've talked about today, being as original and unique as you can, is honestly one of the best things you can do. I hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.